train punctuality we're going to talk about now fell to a 13-year low over the last year. New figures published by the Office of Rail and Road showed 14.6% of services missed the industry's public performance measure of punctuality. Doesn't sound good. Let's talk to Bruce Williamson, who's from the campaign group Rail Future. Hi, Bruce. Does this come as a surprise? I guess not.
Not in any way. I mean, we've known this was coming, of course, because we had this horrible timetable chaos in May and June, which obviously has had a huge knock-on effect on the overall performance of the railway.
Why have things got worse this particular year, then? Is it all about the timetable?
Pretty much so. I mean, there's a few strikes to throw into the mix as well, and obviously some weather-related things. But those I think, are less significant. The timetable chaos that we saw on Northern and Govia Thames Link sort of just ran and ran and ran. And I think even now it's still not probably running smoothly. So it had huge knock-on effects, and that's why it's had such a huge effect on the punctuality figures.
And looking at some of the other causes, I mean, I go by train from time to time, and there are recorded announcements. I mean, there are so many set reasons why now you get delayed. It's a staff shortage, it's a faulty train, and many, many times it's signalling problems. Why is that so much of a problem? Are our signals no good?
Our signals are, in some cases, very old. There are some parts of the network where we're still stopping and starting trains by sort of waving a piece of metal in the air, whereas modern signalling systems can show on a screen in the cab what's going on. So there's, it's not surprisingly that from time to time things go wrong with the signalling, and part of the engineering works that are ongoing over the Christmas period are to renew signals and upgrade signalling systems. But of course, that in itself causes disruption. So it's a kind of lose-lose situation for the railway, really. You know, if they stick with the old stuff, it goes wrong. And they try to renew it, it causes complaints.
What about the Christmas service whilst we're on that? I mean, it's not been good. I know they have to do engineering work, but virtually no trains. Christmas Day, Boxing Day, lots of people travelling Boxing Day. No trains. Is that good enough?
Yeah, but do you want to work on Christmas Day?
I
mean,
I
think we have to have some sympathy with the train drivers who Christmas Day with their
I don't
family.
Think so. I think it's a public service and lots of people work.
I mean,
and they have to get to work as well.
You have to pay quite a lot of overtime to the staff. They would probably...
But Boxing Day? No trains at all?
With negotiations, but I'm guessing that possibly on the part of the management as well, there's reluctance to make it happen because it's quite easy to sort of take a day off. And not only that, if you don't have trains running over Christmas and New Year, on Boxing Day, then you have a nice window to do some of those really big engineering jobs.
I accept the engineering jobs argument. It's got to be done sometime. But I do think Boxing Day is a busy day. And when you look at how jammed the trains are today, everyone's having to cram onto the trains today because there were none for the previous 2 days.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I mean, we have, this country, the railway industry in this country has run Boxing Day trains in the past. And, obviously it would be very nice. I mean, I've wanted to travel on Boxing Day and not had a train, had to take a coach, which obviously I was less keen on. So, yeah, but maybe there is scope for investigating that one. But for the time being, I think we have to take 2 days off.
So if it was all about timetables, is next year going to be better?
I think, yeah, for two reasons. I think the industry and government, I think we also need to blame government for this timetable chaos as well. They had a huge role to play in this. But industry and the Department for Transport got their fingers burnt so badly and got so much bad publicity that I think they realised they bit off more than they can chew, and they're going to play extra safe next time around, which means that in future I think timetable changes will be much more modest and hopefully better planned. I mean, the planning for this year's timetable changes was atrociously poor and rushed at very short notice, and it was just inevitable that it was going to go wrong.
Thank you so much, Bruce. Great to talk to you. Bruce Williamson joining us there from Rail Future.